This is Negotiation Books, the only negotiating handbook you'll ever need. Written by John M. Rosen, read by Jesse Gross. Chapter 1. Basic Negotiation Tips. In this article, we will take a look at some basic negotiation tips that you can easily apply to your own situations. Number 1. Look for some type of common ground when you first begin your negotiation. You're building up rapport and spending time just getting to know the other person or party involved. Number 2, look and identify who the main players are. Always watch to see who's in charge. This will be the person that others will look to when it comes to making a final decision. This might be a manager or CEO, or it could be the medical secretary that has the power to offer you a discount on your bill. Number 3, react surprised when an offer is made. This may take a little practice to achieve. By acting surprised, you can make the other party feel a little uncomfortable. Your goal here is to indicate that you were looking for something totally different. Number 4. If you can't bring yourself to ask outright for a discount, use the terms more affordable option instead. This can be applied to products or when hiring some type of service provider. Just by asking what other options are available can easily get you a better deal or better value for your money. Number 5. When you feel as though your negotiations aren't going anywhere or taking too long, it's time to simply ask for your discount or deal. Many times this will get things resolved quickly and to everyone's satisfaction. Stop talking and ask. Number 6. Offering to pay for a service in full can often allow you to jump ahead in the line. You can turn this around as well. If you're the service provider, say to your customer that you will get the job done within X number of hours if they pay up front. It can be a great tactic to use if you happen to have a slow period. Number 7. Instead of asking for a discount, try to use different wording instead. Many places today offer discounts for members of the military, so instead of asking, "Do you, etc.," you ask, "What is your discount for military members?" Number 8. Always get quotes and offers in writing. Just because your dentist offers to give you a discount on your next visit, ask them to give you a note that says this. They are extremely busy, and it's easy for them to forget what they have said and to whom. Number 9. Spend time browsing in the store before asking for your discount. The minute you show a sales clerk that you're interested in one of their products, you have become more valuable to them. By taking the time to browse around and ask questions, you're more likely to be offered a discount. You've stayed this long, and the store wants your cash before you leave. Number 10. Paying in cash is another good way to get a deal or bargain, especially in some of the smaller stores. Having the ability to pay electronically is great, but the software needed is expensive. Then on top of this, there are costs per transactions. The store owner is often happy to give you a discount for a cash purchase, as they still come out ahead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?